guess who's back to sponsor this fine podcast?
Guess who's back? Back again. Omaha Steaks.
Omaha Steaks, that's right. And actually, I have an email from the last time they had a special with us from Pamela Carpenter. Oh. And Pamela wrote, I have bought my sons and husband Omaha Steaks for years. For Christmas, Father's Day, birthdays, any occasions imaginable, we love everything they send. Personal favorite is the reserved fillets. And ladies, you buy men meat and they cook.
So true. They may not clean up. They may not clean up, but they cook.
But they cook. She says, yeah. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And their chicken is great as well. And so chicken good. Fried steak is one of my son's favorite. You will never regret this gift. And I trust Omaha Made in America Steaks. And their meat is not someone's pet. Highly recommend. This is Pamela Carpenter. I have dual citizenship from the great state of Michigan with that wretched shrew of a governor, Gretchen Whitmer.
Casserole.
And Florida with our Make America Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. Sorry, ladies, no pictures of my husband's meat.
That's inappropriate, and we like you.
You can definitely come sit with us.
Right.
So this is really cool. And it's just in time for Labor Day. You guys know you're going to be entertaining for Labor Day. And so this is the best time to get the deluxe grill out assortment order. And the reason that you want that is because it has everything that you could ever want. Like, it's got the bacon wrapped fillets, hot dogs. It's got the burgers. It's got pork chops, chicken breasts, sides, desserts. All of it is in this one package. And right. All you have to do is visit omahasteaks.com and put in the keyword
chicks.
And it'll take you to this little page where you'll get 50, I think it's even 57%, if I'm not mistaken.
Which 57% is a whole off. A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty apropos, the 50%, because I'm turning 50 this month. And I feel like instead of celebrating for Labor Day, you should all celebrate August 27th, my birthday. And everybody should just blow it out and buy some fillets. That's all
wow.
I'm saying.
Wow, you're not usually a birthday promoter. I'm impressed.
I'm not at all, but I am for steak. You know?
See, mm-hmm. You guys, you should get steaks to celebrate Daisy's birthday. This right. is what you should do. Mm-hmm. I mean, screw Labor Day. You need to be right. celebrating Daisy turning 50.
Right. Hello.
OmahaSteaks.com, keyword chicks. And by the way, not only do you get the 50% or 57% off the deluxe grill out assortment, you also get 12 free steak burgers on top of that. So you do not want to miss out on that deal. Get yourself some today. Lots of stuff going on, you guys. First of all, Trump was on Hannity last night to completely tear to shreds this Biden administration's complete F up in Afghanistan. And he said the things.
It was a matter of time before he did that, right? I mean, he was doing it on, you know, while
on
he's doing
elite.
It.
I
right.
call it because it's a blog tweet, so I his call it bleats.
Or treats. It's like Trump tweets, but not really. It's like his blog, his Trump blog, which is treats. His treats. And so, yeah, so he's been doing that, but he's just been doing it from his pulpit, his Trump pulpit. And he's like, this is a disaster, you know? And so, and it is. It's a complete and utter total train wreck of a disaster. And so it was nice that he was given a forum to do that, you know, since we're basically becoming a communist nation. It was nice that somebody still gave him a forum in which to speak. You know?
And listen, it's not to say that he didn't make mistakes along the way, because he's getting some criticism himself for even trying to negotiate a deal with the Taliban that wasn't a particularly great deal.
Right.
The problem is that the problem for Joe Biden is that he has messed up this evacuation. Like, if you were going to try to mess up an evacuation as badly as possible, it would look like this. Like, it's that bad. And the worst part is that yesterday when they had, well, Saki decided to come back from her vacation. And then that Kirby, that State Department spokesperson, they don't even have their stories straight between each other. So they're giving different numbers of how many people, how many American citizens are still over there. They're not even in agreement on how many people they need to save.
Right.
And Trump, rightly, was like, here's the bottom line. You take your civilians out before you take your military out.
Right.
And you
right.
freaking blow up the forts that you've created. You don't exactly. leave all your weaponry and stuff behind. What the hell?
Yeah. Like, he at least would have had a plan for that and getting people out of there. I mean, there are people that are going to be that are left behind. And, you know, and then you see the stuff about like, oh, well, the Taliban is saying death to like CNN. The Taliban is saying death to America. But they seem nice. It's weird.
They seem really friendly. You know? It's really weird.
They seem really friendly about it. It's weird. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, like what is even happening? You know, I mean, they're not friendly. You know, these are not friendly people. And this is not going to end well. And the fact that they even think it's going to end well, it makes you understand the psyche of these people. Right.
Yeah.
So it is a disaster. It's a complete disaster.
And I can't imagine the people that are there, the American citizens that are there, reportedly, this was according to CBS, they all got a notification somehow, like whether it was through email or whatever. But they got, here's the note that they got from America. Okay. It says, thank you for registering your request to be evacuated from Afghanistan.
Oh, my God.
The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan has confirmed that an undefined number of U.S. government-provided flights will begin soon. Please make your way to the international airport at this time. Please be advised that the United States government cannot guarantee your security as you make this trip. That's how we treat our people.
Right.
That's how America is now treating our people. And when Psaki is asked about it, because she was asked a couple of times, are you guaranteeing help to try to evacuate the people that are still there? And do the American citizens get priority? And she was like, well, I mean, we're trying to get American citizens. We're trying to get foreign nationals. We're trying to get refugees. And I'm like, no, you don't even mention other people until you focus on America first. And that's what Trump always did.
And meantime, we've got, you know, people flooding the border and they're putting them on planes and disseminating and distributing them throughout the country with COVID.
Right.
That's a priority for these yahoos. That's happening. And then, you know, they don't have to answer about that. This administration is disgusting. They are a disgrace. They
are your state is about to get 10,000 of these refugees.
Fantastic.
They're going to be housed in, I guess, the same kind of facilities as the COVID-ridden migrants are. And by the way, I don't mean to sound like phobic or whatever. What's the word when you're like the technical word? What is it?
Is it
xenophobic?
Yeah, xenophobe. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to sound xenophobic, but when it comes to refugees specifically from Afghanistan, and I'm not talking about the ones that helped us. I'm not talking about allies. I'm talking about just refugees from Afghanistan. They are known, and France is a perfect example of this. They do not assimilate well. And so it is a terrible mistake for us to be bringing them to the United States and not sharing them with other Middle Eastern countries because they do not assimilate well. And Macron, to his credit, is like, no, we are not taking any more because the Afghan refugees that we've taken so far have been a nightmare. And so, no. But are we going to do that? No, because we constantly put everyone else first except ourselves.
Right. Except for the American people who pay all the freaking bills. You know, this is the thing. Yeah, I can't believe it. So I can't believe it because Democrats are in charge. I can believe it. This is the thing, you know, because they are the bleeding hearts who are in charge, and they're gonna single-handedly destroy this country by doing this crap. You know, it's unbelievable. But you're
absolutely
right.
We've got the Taliban doing press conferences, and when they are asked by the reporters, "What about freedom of speech? What about women's rights? What about freedom of speech?" You know what they said? Maybe you should ask Facebook about freedom of speech. That's what they said. So thanks, Mark Zuckerberg, for making us the laughingstock of the effing Taliban. Because the Taliban even knows that Facebook censors freedom of speech. That's what they're saying back. And they can because of how awful Facebook is.
Yeah. So listen, if Facebook can do it, the Taliban can do it, right? And the way that they treat women, you know, it's like they're claiming that they're going to be nicer to women. They're not going to be nicer to women. Anybody believe that? Listen, I got like, you know, it's like I used to always say, I got tidal wave insurance to sell you in Indiana if you actually believe that crap. It's a load of crap. They're not going to treat women nicely. It's going to set women back gajillions of years in Afghanistan. And the women there know it. The people who have lived through it, they know, they who have lived through Taliban rule, they know it. It's going to be awful for women there again. And all the people that are on the left here who are like, well, I mean, they seem like they're going to be nice to women. I mean, it should be. No, it's a complete disaster for women. You know, it's awful. This is terrible. And that lies on the Biden administration's shoulders. Right.
I mean, this entire disaster is squarely on their shoulders.
Like we said many times before, we have 3.5 more years of this, right? But I also wonder about, like, this for me selfishly, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering this too. I worry about safety, you know? I worry about safety for my family. I worry about safety for, you know, other people in my country. I mean, I worry about safety. I already was worried about that, you know, under this administration. But then this happened. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, God, I worry about flying. I worry about, you know, just traveling overseas. I'm kind of like, well, forget that. I don't really know if I want to do that over the next couple. I don't know how safe I feel doing that. But, you know, just traveling within the United States, it's like now I'm sort of on high alert.
Everybody should be. I mean, it's a totally realistic way to feel. Our country is way more dangerous this week than it was last week.
Right. And then September 11th. Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to be on edge during. I'm just saying that I'm saying how I feel out loud. I don't feel like I'm the only person that feels that way. But yeah, I just think that it's because of this. It's because, you know, and I just wonder how this occurred, you know? I mean, we've got this, what's supposed to be the best military in the world, right? Yeah. And I don't know. I'm just wondering, how did this happen? How did this happen? We are the laughing stock.
Again, it's just like if you were going to plan the biggest F up ever, mm-hmm. this is how it would look. I mean, it would look exactly like this. And then yesterday, too, they were asking, was it Psaki or one of the other people? Because that Jake Sullivan guy is just worthless, too. But they were asking in the presser, has Biden spoken to any other world leaders? Like, did he speak to them about his plans? They said no. And then immediately when the backlash happened, Biden got on the phone with Boris Johnson, apparently yesterday, who is criticizing him. He's like,
he should be.
This is not OK. Yeah, what's happening?
And it's so poignant, that picture of him sitting in the conference room alone, just mm-hmm. talking to a screen of people. Don't you think that that's so telling of this administration in general? Like to me, that was chilling. Looking at that.
Especially because one of the screens, he gave away like the faces of people that were in a certain location. So that was the other problem that everybody was like, you idiot. The White House posted this like, look, he's working. Oh, my God. He's so hard at work. Hey, how about you not like identify the names of people who are at Doha Station, you morons?
Right.
They're so incompetent that it just defies
logic.
All low expectations I already had. It's like
we have a bunch of high schoolers running the show with an old man who is completely senile and he has no idea where he is. And it's like they're playing. They're all in drama class playing roles.
Yeah,
really, really horrible play. And I don't want to be any. I don't even want to go. I don't even want to.
I don't
want to
be in
this.
That audience.
No, it's just frightening to watch this. Yeah.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of Jen Ussel.
Right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Fuck.
And they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about
and
the fluff
butter. And that is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try. Their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah,
you see, like, if you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
good. It's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome. And Fluff Better technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. I did want to share the fact that Mayor Pete, or whatever he is now, Transportation Secretary Pete.
Right.
Has become a father.
Oh, like he's a father. He's not pregnant. He's just, he's a father. Like they gave birth. Who gave birth? Chasten? Did Chasten give birth?
No.
No?
I just have a tweet. Like, let me see if I can find the tweet. Here's what he said.
So there.
He said, I mean, for some time. What?
I just was going to say congratulations to the dads. But I'm curious how it happened. But I'm curious how it happened because biologically that.
Well, they're still talking about the process. So I'll read you the tweet. It says, for some time, okay. Chasten and I have wanted to grow our family. We're overjoyed to share that we've become parents. The process isn't done yet, and we're thankful for the love, support, and respect for our privacy that has been offered to us. We can't wait to share more soon.
Okay. All right. So they want privacy?
Yes, but also please know that we're going through this process.
Right. We're going to make a statement, but we want privacy. Okay.
Right.
But then like all of a sudden we're going to start seeing like a ton of pictures on Instagram and social and stuff like that of their baby. Do we know if it's a baby boy or baby girl? Did you say that?
Who was it?
Baby?
Not yet.
We don't know. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. So Chasten was complaining or like a couple months ago about not being able to find affordable housing. Based on their ginormous salary, his, you know, Pete's gigantic salary that, you know, American taxpayers give him. And he was bitching and moaning about that. Do you remember? Remember?
I do.
Remember?
So how are they going to do this?
I don't know. Maybe Chasten should get a job. That was what I suggested. Maybe he should do that.
Well,
but he
he's going to have to recover from the birth. You know,
right.
He's going to need leave and all of that stuff. So he can't ask him to work.
And then he may suffer postpartum depression. He's going to need some downtime for that. Yeah. God bless him. That's right. I mean, I would imagine that's going to happen. So, well, I mean, congratulations to them. Congratulations.
Congratulations, it's indeed.
It's hard being a mom.
Also, Carrie Underwood, people are trying to cancel Carrie Underwood because she had the audacity to like the video of Matt Walsh's speech that he gave to a Tennessee school board. So he gave a speech. He posted the video to it on Twitter. She liked it. And now people are losing their minds because how dare she like something of Matt Walsh's?
Well, you know what? I think she's going to be all right. I think she's going to be okay. Because if you know, like, the country music audience, I would venture to say that probably most of those people also liked that Matt Walsh video. I'm going to go on a limb and just say that the people who matter in her audience are the people who also were like, yeah, Matt Walsh, you know, to that video. So anybody who tries to cancel her can suck it. That's the way
I actually hope she says something. I hope she comes out and says, y'all are seriously trying to cancel me for liking a tweet. Like, go F yourselves.
I don't want her apologizing.
If she does, I'm going to be so mad.
If she tries to apologize, this is going to be the still of our video.
Sorry.
This is going to be it right here. Like if she tries to apologize,
better
or
she
better not do
better
it.
Not don't, like,
don't you do
it,
Carrie. apologize. No, she better double down. She better double down. And that's then she needs to go southbound, southbound. That's what she needs to do.
You know what she needs to do? She needs to take the wheel. That's what she needs to do. Carrie, take the wheel.
Right. Freaking love Carrie Underwood. That's what she needs to do. Why? Somebody says, I'm scaring you. Yeah. Because you know what? You don't apologize to the mob. You don't bend to the mob. You don't ever do it. You don't do it.
Never, ever.
So if you're watching this, Carrie, which you should be watching this, you should be watching this as much as you watch Matt Walsh, for the love of God. Okay? Okay? But seriously, if you're watching this, don't bend to the mob. Don't ever do it. Hey, we're the Chicks on the Right, and we are coming at you to talk about our favorite people, AMAC.
The Association of Mature American Citizens is not necessarily a group that I was like, woohoo, can't wait to be old, right? Can't wait to join like other old people.
They're not old. They're mature, Muck. They're mature.
Yeah, but that's even worse because like maturity is something that I've never developed and I don't intend to anytime soon.
Touche. But but this is a really cool group of people. They're a great organization with a really great focus. I love the fact that they emphasize faith, family, freedom, the Constitution. They're all about those things, which we love. And one of the things that I really want to emphasize about AMAC is that so many people these days are being canceled.
Yes.
They are being squelched. So many conservatives feel like they have no voice. And if you do have a voice, you're afraid to use that voice, you know, because you're afraid you're going to have it, silenced by liberals, silenced by people on the, just silenced in general. And so this is a really great way. Joining AMAC is a really great way to feel like your voice is being heard and you're actually doing something about what you believe in. Yeah,
because your membership money actually goes to help lobby Congress and use the voices with the dollars, right? They use our dollars to make sure that our voices are heard. Mm-hmm. And 2.3 million members cannot be wrong, you guys.
That's right.
So a lot of people joining together.
Right. We, Mock and I are both members and I love it. It's so much better than the other group that's out there. And we're super happy to be a part of it. We hope that you'll join too. Visit amac.us/chicks today. I love that they're educational. They'll help you out with stuff that you want to learn about in when, I don't want to say retirement, but when you are a mature adult like us and you're kind of nearing that time of your life. And then also they don't put out a bunch of, you know, crappy mailers. They'll just
they have a really nice magazine that comes out every other month with tons of great information. The discounts are amazing on travel, roadside assistance, insurance, so many great benefits of being a member. And you pay $16 a year, you guys. It's nothing.
So join today. Visit amac.us/chicks.
Chicks.
No.
Also, your governor has COVID. So that was big news late yesterday afternoon that he, Governor Abbott, has COVID. He's fine. And people were all freaking out like, why is he tested? Why did he get tested if he doesn't have any symptoms? Well, he gets tested every single day, apparently, as governor. Mm-hmm. That's the thing he has to do. And this is the first time he's tested positive. His family has not. They're like completely still negative. He is not experiencing a single solitary symptom. And everything is fine. And people just need to calm down.
Right. I feel like athletes get tested all the time, too, because I had to go get my elbow checked out yesterday at the orthopedic guy because I have tennis elbow, even though I don't play tennis. And the guy next to me, you can tell he's like this gigantic dude. He was in a wheelchair coming in. I think he had some sort of injury on his knee. And they were asking him if he had a COVID test lately because they asked me that, too. And I'm like, no. But he, I could tell, was an athlete. He's like, yeah, I get tested like every 14 days or something. Like he gets tested all the time. So like these athletes get tested all the time. And so I think it's just a thing. Like some people, I would imagine the like politicians, athletes, there are people who are tested constantly. Remember when it was like we couldn't get tests, like you couldn't find tests? You remember?
You were Chris Cuomo. Yeah, I remember.
Right.
Yeah. I remember.
And now it's like
everybody, get a test and you get a test.
You get a test. Everybody gets a test. Right. They're all
everybody gets tested. Right. Oh, before we go, just one quick note to tell everybody to make sure and go to Britney Spears' Instagram because you guys, she's explaining why she's naked all the time now.
Boobs.
So very, long explanation, but she really wants you to understand her toplessness. So make sure to check that out.
I told you yesterday, I'm like, why is she doing this for free? I mean, if you're going to do this, why? Because she's constantly like walking around with no top on. If you're going to do that, isn't there, does Playboy still exist? I mean, why would she do this for free?
Just go OnlyFans. Just go to OnlyFans, man. All right. And start making some money doing it.
That's the thing. At least make some money and then emancipate yourself from your dad. That's, listen, I wouldn't normally give that advice. It's not great. It's not advice I would give anybody like in my inner circle. But for her, I'm like, I feel like if you're going to do it, you might as well make some money doing it. And then get it.
Give me more. Give me more.
Give me more. Yeah. Anyways. All right. So bring it in, you guys. I have to go help my daughter get ready for the first day of school, you guys. First day of school.
Oh, my gosh. Is she, like, stressed about her outfit?
Just knocked a light down in my office. Yeah. She's stressed out because it's a new school. New school, new state, new everything. It's middle school. Everything is so, so I have to go out there and, like, help. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's really so. Everybody, like, say good prayers for her
send
good middle school mojo our way because we're going to need it today. So it's going to be a day. It's going to be a day. You guys have a fantastic Wednesday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Andrew Cuomo is finally resigning after a pile of scandals. Gavin Newsom isn't looking too good out in California either. And Senate Republicans are giving political cover to big spending Democrats. Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.